We all know one of the Aseres HaDibros is the mitzvah of Shabbos, the only ritual in the Ten Commandments. Zocher Shom HaShabbos Kukadcho, and Reskonim Shomar Shom HaShabbos Kukadcho. So it's interesting to note that we say in our Musaf Shmona Esrei, Musaf on Shabbos, Oz Mit Sinai, we're talking about Shabbos, Tikanta Shabbos, when we say, Oz Mit Sinai Nitztavu Aleha, and we say, you know what? The mitzvah Shabbos was committed in Har Sinai. Number one is, all the mitzvahs were given in Har Sinai. So why are we singling out Shabbos as being given on Sinai? All the mitzvahs are given on Sinai. And secondly, more importantly, is that true? Was it given on Sinai? Well, yes, it was given on Sinai. Was that the first place it was given? We have a tradition from Chazal, based on Psukim in Parashas Bishalach. Rashi quotes the Chazal's Sham Sham, that the Gemara, the Chazal talk about the mitzvah of Shabbos was given in Mara, and they kept Shabbos in Mara. So when they got in Har Sinai, they already had Shabbos. So what do you mean, Oz Mit Sinai Nitztavo? So what's the difference? What's the focus seems to be on Nitztavo. So the Mefarshim point out that there are two parts to the Shabbos. We know the Zocher V'Shomer, the Mitzvahs Aseh, and the Mitzvahs Los Aseh, as the Ramban points out. Mitzvahs Aseh refers to Ava, and Los Aseh refers to Yira. But they point out, in Mara, what was the Shabbos given? The Shabbos for inspiration. When some people get inspired with the Kalbach davening, or you get inspired by learning, or whatever inspires you, that the inspirations of Shabbos, the Hashkafa, the philosophy, the Machshava behind Shabbos, that was given on Mara, got the people excited. And then the do's and don'ts, that were given later on in Har Sinai. Oz Mit Sinai in the Stavo, we gave the do's and don'ts, the Lamed Tes Malachas, the other prohibitions, Tchum, etc., were given later on in Har Sinai. And you need both. And in fact, that's why the Chidush HaRim explains that the Luchos Rishonos were given with all the Kolos, the Brakim, were given with all the ceremony and the 5 o'clock news, while the second Luchos were given Besina, were given like privately, or without the big ceremony. And Chazal tell us, as we know, things that remain are things that were done Betsnias, things that were done privately without the big Kolos, the Brakim, that's the thing that's lasting. So the Chidush HaRim, if that's the case, so we all knew that, so why did he give the first commandment, the Luchos Rishonis, with all the ceremony, with all the pomp? It's because, he says, but because in order for the Luchos Shninis to be successful, you have to have first the excitement. You need the excitement to go. You can't continue this at the same level, but you need the excitement to keep you going, and then you get into the do's and don'ts. So to here, first Mara gave the excitement, and then we had Shabbos, like we say in our Kiddush every Friday night. We begin, Asher Kiddush Shalavazav, Shabbos Kachor V'Avo, V'Avo Uva Ratzon Hin Chivano, and then at the end of the Kiddush, Chivano V'Charetzo V'Zor G'Asher V'Shabbos Kachor V'Avo Uva Ratzon Hin Chivano. Why don't we repeat it twice? It seems to be two aspects to the Shabbos. There's the Mara aspect, perhaps the Zohar aspect, the excitement, the positive, to be moved and excited by it. But we know a person could be excited and moved, but you don't actualize it. You have to put it into reality. And therefore, you need the do's and don'ts. You need the lamentes malacha. And those are the different aspects of Shabbos. So we have the Shabbos we have of Mara, and then we have the Shabbos of Matan Torah, with Oz Mit Sinai Nitztavu Aleha.